Up, noodle cups.
It's me, Mr. CLC, and I'm back again with an episode of the Before You Go podcast. And today's, we're just gonna review two songs. One is by TXT. They just came back with a comeback, for the Sugar Rush Ride. And then I do wanna cover the new, apparently, metaverse group known as Maeve, that released Pandora. These are from last week, apparently, the releases. So with TXT, I'm sure everyone knows that their tour is going to be coming out soon, in May. So they just released the ticket sales. And I will be going to the Tuesday show here in San Antonio. So, kind of really excited about that. Being able to see finally a K-pop group here, like a real well-known one, I guess, for the most part. We've had a few in the past, but like this is like a pretty big, group, of course. Well, apparently Epic High is gonna be coming around too, so that's exciting. So looking forward to that. I'm just going for the concert. I'm nothing really special. Just want to be able to see a group here and just see what they kind of turn out that they can pull. So really excited about that. So yeah, just like I said, react to them. Like I said, they came out last week with their comeback called Sugar Rush Ride. And just off the bat, yeah, it's good to see that they kind of stepped up a little bit more. It seems a little bit more like mature in a way. I know in a few of their past comebacks they've been kind of mellow, I guess, like in their styles. Real good songs, of course, but just been a little bit cheeky, on how they do things. But with this one, with Sugar Rush Ride, it took a little bit more of a mature side to it, just like in the music video concept and just like in the style of the song, like especially like in the chorus. There's just the little little breaths and just the manner of how they space their vocals. Just a real solid song, honestly. I really enjoyed it. So they're, I guess, a lot like in a forest setting, some kind of myth. I don't know if it's like a mythical area or just what it is. They're out in fields and in like woods and all, and then they're around the beach area, so like they're on this like planet by themselves, it appears. Just getting through it. Song's very, it does have an R&B vibe to it, like once you start getting into the chorus and everything. For the most part, like with the first verses and all, like it has a heavy, heavy pop, sound to it. The style of the production of the song and the instruments, and but once you start getting into the chorus and everything, it starts kind of picking up a little bit more. And then, like I said, yeah, in the chorus, there's just this massive, like a switch almost, it feels like, where they get a little bit more mature in it and how they do things, like with their singing and all. Like I said, they have like the little breath section. They like kick it off before they get into the vocals. And then like at the end, though, of course, too, like the last chorus, it's like a massive turnaround where real fast paced, and vocals are on point. So it is a very solid song. I really, like I said, enjoyed listening to it. I would definitely hear it again, take the time to listen to it again, and Oh, so I'm definitely would give this a I would give it a 5 out of 5 actually. Just really caught me off guard. I know TXT though, they usually have pretty good music anyway, but still, it was just I was blown away by this. So good job to them. And yeah, just like so I'm looking forward to seeing them in March. So, or in May, sorry. In May when they had their concert. So that's really exciting to see, but yeah, I guess the main reason, well, first and foremost, yeah, I was watching the Super Bowl. Of course, a lot of people don't know I'm a massive sports fan, so of course I'm gonna be watching the Super Bowl, of all things, and so that's why I kind of like. Then I had a meet up with my friends yesterday. He had a little get together, and just K-pop night is what we call them. Having a K-pop night, just being able to go over there with my friends at this one of their places, and just be able to listen to K-pop, dance, just have a good time, and everything. Oh, real. It was a real fun weekend, to say the least. And like I said, yeah, just real good time. But as I stated now, though, because this one just caught me off guard because I read an article about it and I was like, wait a second. And I had heard about this group, but I wasn't really too sure that it was like a real deal. But apparently, yeah, there is actually an official group that is completely computer generated. They're not, traditional K-pop. It's like an actual, and it's not like aespa, where they have like the little avatars and everything. Like this is a legit K-pop group that is completely AI. So just briefly, apparently, four-member South Korean virtual girl group under Metaverse Entertainment. Now, they debuted on January 25th. So their solo is called Pandora. And I don't know, like I said, I'm so tripped out by this. Like, this is amazing. And amazing, and it kind of, I don't know, it kind of offsets me for some reason. Right, like, if you look like in the K profiles site for them, like these girls actually have, yeah. I'm sorry, Stevie. These girls actually have like the facts, and like they have like all these backstories and everything, but they have like their hobbies, and they have like the little facts about them, like they do with like every other group for the most part, where they have like little snippets, like, oh, this person likes this kind of food or this kind of drink. This is, this person's ideal type. This is, like if you've seen the K profiles, for groups, you understand what I'm talking about. But yeah, these girls have like these weird backstories, like they apparently crash landed in like spots. Apparently one of them speaks French. I don't know. And then another one, of course, speaks English. And man, I don't know how to feel about this. Like, I like the idea of it, but it's just I don't know if we're at that in that time frame now where like to do something like this. But I mean, I guess now or never. I mean, you got, you have aespa, of course, who have their avatars along with their, with the main girls. You have NMIXX, who's, doing like this complete mashup of like different genres of music, it feels like, like in their songs and everything. So I guess it is a time, but I don't know. It's just, I don't know. To me personally, it's kind of weird. Like, I'm a little bit weirded out by her, and then like yeah, they have a whole music video, of course, they had a showcase. I'm like, what? Like, how? I wonder how they portrayed that to the audience. You know, like, to show them that, oh, these girls are performing, you know, like, I don't know if it was like holograms or what it could have been, but, or like, just like computer screens, you know, everywhere to show the girls dancing and all, but I was completely blown away by this. But I'm not too sure who the singers are, truthfully, like the, you know, the voices of the girls. Yes, but let's get into it. Yeah, Pandora, like I said, it's their release. So yeah, Pandora is a very pop style, you know, song. It kind of gives me SM vibes, you know, for the most part. Just you know, just like their style of it, you know. Girls have pretty strong vocals, I'm not gonna lie. You know, there's a lot of English intertwined, especially in the rap verses, you know. I think two of them rap, or like at least know how to rap. You know, and just yeah, so like most part, it's a very popular song. Very strong instrumentals, or you know, like especially like in the chorus and everything. You know, got the synths playing in the background, a bit of EDM bass, you know, but it's not like overpowering, which I guess is a good factor because I thought, you know, I figured that they would be like kind of heavy in on it, but no, they did actually rely on these girls' vocals. So, one of them at the end, you know, in the last chorus, you know, she belts out a very powerful note that really caught me off guard. You know, it is how they treat them like if they're, you know, of course, like an actual K-pop group, you know, where they had, yeah, your rappers and, you know, your lead vocalists, your sub-vocalists and all that. So, you know, this will be interesting to see how this goes on, you know, going forward, to see what kind of attention they can garner. But with the song itself, or Made with Pandora, I would give it a 4 out of 5, you know, like it is. It's a pretty solid song. You know, but like I said, just yeah, it's kind of crazy how they intertwine, like this, you know, the virtual reality with it, and you know, into this new style, like ushering in an era. You know, are we gonna see more of this? You know, like this is, I'm sure, in a just an experiment to see how this plays out, but is this something in the future? Like, you know, in the end, like, are we, you know, is this gonna become more commonplace? Like, where they're gonna have just, you know, K-pop groups that are just, you know, computer generated rather than trying to, you know, bring in, you know, actual, you know, human artists? Is that is a transition in itself, you know, of course, you know, you don't have to deal with like the, I mean, aside from the singing, you don't really have to deal with the limitations of, you know, of the human, of a human person, compared to if you have somebody, you know, computer generated for the most part. So that's a good, you know, that's a question I'm gonna pass off. Like, you know, is this something that's gonna become, is this just like a thing for now? You know, like, okay, this is just, we're gonna keep this group here. Or is, you know, do y'all think that this can become more of like the future now of music, where they're just gonna start making computer generated groups to just offset? You know, I would love to know your thoughts. Oh, and of course, you get, you know, leave them in the messages here, or you can leave a comment on my Instagram page, you know, at Hey It's Me, on sorry, at Hey It's Me _ Mr. COC. I would love to know your thoughts on this. But yeah, thank you so much. There's, you know, tuning in. Go Chiefs. and you know, I've got Purple Kiss coming up, and Stacy for sure. This week, you know, releasing their comeback, so I'm obviously going to be reacting to that next. So I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you guys are too. But before you go, the moon is beautiful, isn't it? Talk to you guys next time.